Hello, hello! It's Pretty Natasha's Babble here! How are you guys doing? Gosh, I'm so excited to record this. I know it's been so long. I don't know if you guys can hear me clearly. Right now I'm not using a headphone. I'm just like talking to my phone, if you get what I mean. I'm not using any speaker or whatever. But I hope you guys can hear me, and if the sound isn't that good, I guess we can improve on the next podcast, and we don't know when that's gonna be. Guys, I'm so sorry for not updating a lot. I think it's almost been a year. The last time I think I updated was in September or June. I really don't remember, but oh my god, I miss this podcast so much. I had a few ideas on recording this podcast, but I really didn't have the time to sit and just like decide on which one I want to post. And as time passes by, you know, we have a lot of things to do, and right now we're in June of 2021. Oh my god, so fast. Wow, I really miss this podcast. I'm so sorry for not posting as much. It has been a crazy time in my life. I haven't get to sit down with Tasha to just brainstorm about things, so right now I'm done abandoning this podcast. Hopefully I think it's time for me to pick up the pieces and get back on track. Wow, really, this is just such a random update because, you know, I was just sitting alone in my house. I just got vaccinated, by the way, yesterday. And my boss gave me a day off yesterday and today. So today is my day off just to, you know, just to make sure that my jab isn't like killing me or something so far. I feel okay. I don't feel like nauseous or anything. I don't feel tired. I don't feel anything, but I do feel hungry all the time. But that's just me. I think before even I getting the jab, I'm always hungry. So I don't think that's a side effect. That's gonna be permanent. Okay, so this is just a random post. I don't really have anything much to say. Apart from just, I'm just like living life, you know. You plan one thing, but it's just a plan, and you'll never know if it's going to stick with you forever. So right now I'm just going through a lot of different phases in life. I've chosen a different path in my career. And well, I'm still in the legal fraternity. I'm still practicing law, but I'm no longer with my own firm. I've joined another firm, and it has been great. I think that's the best decision ever. I feel like, you know, you can only plan a lot. You can only plan so much, but at the end of the day, it's him who decides what's best for you. So I think that this is the best decision I've ever made. I've never felt happier working in a team, and I feel so blessed. Alhamdulillah, I'm happier. I'm so much happier to have like my support from my colleagues, from my family. Everything has been great so far. So just a quick update on random stuff in terms of relationships. I'm still single. I'm still single and available, but I don't know if I'm available though. Ha! Maybe, just maybe I'm seeing someone now, but not really see. I'm just talking to someone at the moment. Nothing special though, just friends getting to know each other. Well, hopefully there's something, but if there isn't, I'm totally fine being single. I've been single my whole life, except for that one time I screwed up. Felt sorry for myself, but not anymore. I'm so freaking happy for whatever had happened in my life, be it good or bad. I feel like all the goods and all the bads just like shaped me who I am today. Wow, I'm just like bawling everything out. I'm just like talking, and like my mind is all over the place. I haven't really organized what I wanted to talk about, because literally I was just sitting in my living room. And then I just remembered, oh, I have a podcast. Let's just give it a go. You know, I want to listen to some old podcast that we recorded. And I miss it so much. I miss all the funny stories. I miss all the laughter. we don't really get to sit together as much, me and Tasha, because we both are super busy with our lives. Everything is going back to back, you know, we don't really have time to sit and just brainstorm some topics. And I doubt that we have any time to meet anymore at this point, because right now we are going through this lockdown, so we don't really get to meet each other. We only talk to each other about work now, which is, you know, it sucks to be an adult, but this, it is what it is. I am turning 29 in 7 days. Today is the 3rd of June. I'm turning 29 in 7 days. I cannot believe that. You know, in the beginning of the year, I got a little bit scared. I'm the kind of person who never really cared about my age. I really don't. And I know, believe me, like, some of my friends, they really care about age, and they're always like, I want to get married before 30. I'm like so scared. But it's different from me, because I never really have any plan on getting like married in the near future. I used to, when I was 18 years old, I used to tell myself, I'm gonna get married at 25 with a rich man. That is my dream. But then I remembered, that was literally my dream when I was 18 years old, until I met with my foundation friends, which are still true friends of mine up until today. I remember them telling me, why do you want to get married to a rich man? Why don't you just keep like make some savings for yourself and be rich, be your own boss, you don't have to rely on guys. And that actually opened my eyes, and I, oh my god, you guys are so good. I never thought of that, and I never thought of being rich by myself. I always wanted to rely on my husband. I want to make sure my husband is rich. And, you know, sure enough, most of my friends that gave me the advice are married right now. They're all married with kids, except for me. Not to say that they're married with kids and that they're not successful. No, they're all successful people. You know, they're all successful people, have amazing careers, have kids even. And I'm here, still single, trying to figure out my way in life still. But, you know, everything is fine. I think that slowly I'm getting back on track. I'm just, like, literally where I want to be right now. And, you know, I really, really, like I said, I'm not the type where I would plan about marriage anymore right after, you know, finishing foundation, and I realized that, you know what, I want to be rich by myself. I don't want to rely on guys. So, with that thought, I just lost track that, like, what I wanted to talk about. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit nervous. It has been a while since I recorded anything on this podcast. So, my train of thoughts just, like, went everywhere. Like, what was the point? What was the point of me saying that? Okay, I was saying that age never really bothered me as much. But in the beginning of the year, I suddenly got a panic attack thinking that I'm going to be 29 this year. I was like, oh my god. You know, when I was a lot younger, looking at my cousins who are, you know, nearing 29 or nearing 30, I would always tell to myself, wow, at this age, I'm going to make sure that I have 2 kids, at least, happily married. Blah, blah, blah. You know, because as a younger kid, you would see a 29-year-old as, like, an old adult that has, like, everything under control in her life. But really? I'm turning 29 in 7 days, and I don't have shit. I everything is scattered. Like, everything is not falling apart, but I think everything is trying to build up slowly. I think it's true where people say that life starts at 30, and I think I have like a year ahead of me, because I'm going to be 30 next year, so I have like a couple of years, like exactly a year for me to figure things out, and I think it's coming together. So yeah, I was saying that, you know, you thought you have your shit together, but really you don't. Well, at least for me, I don't know about other people. There are people who are rich by the age of 30. There are people who are still struggling. There are people whose lives are coming together. So everyone's going through a different phase in life, to what I think is so beautiful about it, you know? Because we get successful on a different time, you know. We all have our success in a different level in life, so I think that's very beautiful. But believe me, you will be successful at one point of your life, you know. To maintain it is up to you, and to be consistent is also up to you. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build myself as a person. I'm trying to like expose myself to as much as people I know. So yeah, right now I'm not rushing to getting married or whatever. I just want my shit together, and then I'll think about getting married, because I really have some problems taking care of myself, let alone to take care of a husband or a child. But I'm really good with my nieces though, and my nephews. I hope. Well, I think I'm getting a little bit nervous right here, because I really miss talking to this, in this platform. I miss like just babbling about stuff, because that's the reason why we created this podcast in the very beginning, because we like to share things, we like to share thoughts, you know, just babble away. And that's the reason why we decided to make this podcast in the beginning. But sadly now the COVID, you know, the pandemic hit us, and everything is just out of order right now. But I think with this pandemic, people are better at thinking on their own, on their feet, like, you know, an unexpected thing happened, and then we have to try to think of a way to survive, think of a way to live. And so far I think that a lot of people are doing good, but there are, the number of people dying increases every single day, and unfortunately, I don't know, I don't want to blame any party, but you know, it seems like the government, I want to say they don't care, but that's it, you know, they don't really understand what we're going through as normal people. But I hope they'll get their senses, and then I hope that Malaysia will be restored as before. I miss the old Malaysia. I miss the old life. Well, I thought 2019 was shit, but then came to 2020 and 2021. That's like 2 years of crazy things happening to us. But somehow we are surviving, right? I hope everyone is surviving. I hope everyone is staying safe at home. Don't get out of the house if you don't need to. Don't go see your friends for nothing. Please just stop doing that. And if it's not necessary for you to go out, just stay at home. Like right now, I'm staying alone. My mom is like less than 10 kilometers away from me. We're so near to each other, but I don't want to go there because I'm scared that I might be a carrier, because my mom and my stepdad, they're like, you know, old people, and I don't want to bring any type of disease to that house. Probably after this MCO ends, I'll try to like go back. And I always send them food via Grab or Foodpanda, just to make sure. But my mom's always like, you don't have to buy us anything, we can buy food for ourselves. You know how moms are. But then when I order something, she's like, oh my god, you're so sweet. My mom's the cutest. Anyway, I want to talk to you guys. Did I mention I got vaccinated yesterday? Yeah, I got vaccinated yesterday. If I did mention to you guys earlier, I don't remember what I said. Now I'm going to say it again. I got vaccinated yesterday at IDCC Shalom. Everyone was so, so, so helpful. So my appointment was at 2:30 p.m. I went there. My mom was at 6. So I told my mom, okay, should I like pick you up when we go together, but we have to wait for your appointment at 6, or do I go there by myself and then I come pick you up and then we go back? So that, and then my mom's like, okay, you know, why don't you just come back and pick me up, because you know, there's no reason for me to wait. And so I went there, and then I did all the forms, filling all the forms, and then while I was waiting for my number to be called, this one, I think Angkatan Tentera, he came to me And then he like created some small talks with me, and then he asked me if I were alone, and like, yeah, I'm alone. My mom is getting jabbed in the evening, and he's like, well, why didn't you like apply it together? And like, yeah, I didn't apply it together. Well, you can actually come together even if your times are different. And I'm like, why? I can do that? And he's like, yeah, as long as your family can do that. Now you have to like go back and forth. And I'm like, okay, damn, if I knew that I could like take my mother together with me at my time, it would be so easy. Because I was so worried that because I heard from this one lady, she's like, oh, I cannot assist my mom, she has to go there alone. And then I was so worried that my mom had to go alone because she's not really good with technology. She doesn't really know how to use the Mice Doctor, because I apply her name under my name for Mice Doctor, but then for the vaccine I applied it in her phone for some reason. I don't remember why I did that. Could have just applied it together, but I didn't. So I was kind of worried. But then when we came back at 5, I asked the guard there if I could assist my mom. He's like, yeah, you can assist your mom, of course. And I'm like so happy. And then when I got up there, and then this volunteer told me, okay, you can just assist her at this floor inside, she has to go alone. So yeah, and then I went to another checkpoint and I asked him, hi sir, I'm here to assist my mom up until like that front gate, and then I'm just gonna let her go, because I was told that I cannot go inside. And then he's like, no, come with me. And then I was so lucky, and I'm so happy that they were nice enough to let me in with my mom. So I like filled in everything for her, I scanned everything for her. I'm so happy that I got to help her, because I know that if she had to do it alone, it would be such a mess, because she doesn't know how to use all these things. My mom's so cute, so I'm so happy that I got to assist her up until to the last checkpoint. And then I didn't get to be with her when she got jabbed. She's so scared of needles. I was supposed to be with her, but the tent was a little bit too small, and I don't think that it was necessary for me to go in. I just watched her from outside, and everything went well. So I'm so proud of my mom. At first she was so scared to be vaccinated, but I forced her. I signed up her name and my stepfather's name. And my stepfather is getting vaccinated tomorrow. So I'm so happy that they're getting vaccinated. And I feel like my responsibility is off. I just want to make sure that they are vaccinated. I just want to make sure that they are safe. And I will help them as much as I can. You know, just make sure that your parents are happy in this world, and make sure that you make them happy. And I want to do this, that I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud. I want them to know that I care about them, and you know, I want them to be happy in this world. I want them to leave this world with happiness. That's the most important part. And I want them to know that if one day they leave me alone in this world, I want them to know that I can live by myself. And the things that I'm doing for them right now is for me to show them that I am capable of living by myself, so they don't have to worry about me, because they've taught me a lot of lessons, a lot of life experiences that I apply up until today. And you know, there's nothing more I want to do than make my parents proud of me and happy of me, and I hope that is what they see. Wow, this is getting a little bit emotional, is it? So, thank you so much for listening, guys. I think I've babbled too much right now. But I'm so happy to be back. So happy to be back. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you on the next bubble, I hope. Okay, I'm not gonna promise you guys anything, but I sure hope that I'll start to babble more. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye!